Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries, and any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
And welcome. You're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show, with DJ Bleak in with you tonight. Thanks for dropping by. If you're listening to this, it's more than likely you're listening to a podcast, since there is a hockey game that is scooping up all the attention from all the local hosers. So thanks for listening to the podcast. Tonight we're going to be looking at a lot of the bands from the Woodcyst label and things that are related, somewhat related, as you know, related to the band, or related the band, the Blank Dogs, which about a month ago I played their spinning track from Yeti magazine number 6. Declared right then that I think I have a new favorite brand. Well, indeed I do. Blank Dogs we're going to be into today. We're going to get into Dum Dum Girls, which is a band that the Blank Dogs have sort of teamed up with and done stuff under the name of Mayfair Set. So we'll be hearing some of that as well as Crystal Stilts and many other things. We're going to start the show with Blank Dogs, like I said, and a track called Surveillance Man here on CITR.
Yeah.
Blank Dogs, and that is the track Surveillance Man. Surveillance Man comes from the Blank Dogs EP. It's called The First 2 Weeks. And what can I tell you about Blank Dogs? Well, I can tell you this. Read this online. It started. Blank Dogs are actually singular. It's an insanely prolific one-man Brooklyn-based band of Mr. Blank Dog. It said, then, we don't know too much about the biography of the guy behind the bedroom new wave pop punk, and he's usually covering his face with masks or bedspreads, but that's fine. The aura of anonymity allows you to focus on the sounds, and really, he might be releasing a ton of things, but there's definitely a higher jam-to-crap ratio. It's like Joy Division vocal lines with The Cure's synth and guitar melodies filtered through ancient submerged keyboards and eroded recording equipment. And that voice? All the feedback in the world can't hide his knack for melody. Blank Dogs have been making plenty of rumbles in the noisier and more secretive outposts of the underground. And, Trouble Man has released their On Two Sides LP recently, and the label In the Red has released a 20-song double LP called Under and Under in January. So there's some of the Blank Dogs for you. We're going to keep hearing some Blank Dog tracks now. If I can find what I'm looking for. Yes. So, actually, then we have a further article actually that says a little bit more about who he actually is. Blank Dogs is Mike Sniper, and Blank Dogs have, as of now, I guess, become a real band over the last year, and with a good one at that. Sniper has also dropped the anonymity shtick for the most part, actually showing his face in a new press photo. Just in time for the new double LP, Under and Under, which is out in June in On the Red. Let's see, this is a newer bio for you. So, it's still of the mid-80s goth sound. I think they sound like Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, if you remember them, this article says, but more refined and catchier songs. The creepy, funny video to the album single, Setting Fire to Your House, is further down this post. Well, I got this from a magazine. I can't remember which one it was. I think it's Dusted, but I'm not sure now. Anyway, Blank Dogs. A little information for you on Blank Dogs, who is my current obsession. So, let's hear the track they're talking about, Setting Fire to Your House, from Blank Dogs, on Exquisite Corpse. Okay. My CD's. Good grief. My CD's obviously going bonkers on me, so let's figure out something else to do right now, and we'll come back, I guess.
I never kid about science, Barney. Some of the greatest inventions were discovered by accident. Let's see. two drops of concentrated sassafras and a dash of mango juice. That's what it needed. Now to blend all the secret ingredients together. Success after 411 tries.
You can invent the future. BC Hydro is looking for energy conservation ideas. If you have an idea on how to get people to use less electricity, tell us. You could win $2,500. Visit inventthefuture.ca to learn how to submit your idea or to vote for your favorite submission. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We're just going to see if a different CD player likes this track any better than the last one. Keep your fingers crossed. I guess not. All right, here's Spinning. We'll be right back. And more blank dogs. We've got a track to play called Nothing UGC. I did see some fingerprints on the disc, so maybe we can get back to some more blank dogs later on in the show. Blank Dogs, related to Mayfair Set, who has a member of Dum Dum Girls, who we're going to play next. And the first person who's... Well, let me just get on to this. Dum Dum Girls is Kristen from Grand Ole Party, who runs Zoo Music and released the first sold-out EP. Okay. I read that wrong. Sorry. Dum Dum Girls is evidently Dee Dee, an LA librarian who is the Dum Dum Girls. Yeah, she's. Well, this is a reviewer talking on a website. She sent me some more MP3s, directed me to Captured Tracks. We're putting out a 7-inch EP next week. And then, I don't know, what do you know? Let's see. Not a very good bio. Anyway, Dum Dum Girls. We're going to be hearing a track from them now. The track's called Don't Talk to Me. Here on Exquisite Corpse.
Shani from Inepsi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
that was the Mayfair set. Was it the Mayfair set? No, that was the Vivian Girls. I'm out of step. I'm off track. I Believe in Nothing from Vivian Girls, who are linked in some ways to Blank Dogs and Dum Dum Girls. It says so in their disc here. They thank Mike Sniper himself from Blank Dogs. And that is from the label In the Red, which has released some of the Blank Dogs things, I believe it said. Now, before that, some Mayfair set, which is basically Blank Dogs and Dum Dum Girls meeting at last. And I have a little article on that here. Blank Dogs, who recently featured in the magazine, this magazine, the Fader is the magazine, teamed up with LA's Dum Dum Girls, who we've recently become enamored with, to collaborate as the Mayfair set. All right. So, evidently, Gorilla vs. Bear has two songs from an upcoming 7-inch on Captured Tracks, and they're both packed full of the same ominous fuzz surrounding much of Blank Dog's music. The female vocals cut through the admittedly awesome murk, though, to create create cleaner, sunnier surf pop, which, if that's something you're into, also comes through on Dum Dum Girls' own stuff. We've got a bunch of songs from both projects below, blah, blah, blah. So if you go to the Fader online, you can hear some of that. They also have lots of MySpace pages, which is where kind of where I did my research. I went from Blank Dog's MySpace page and then looked at their friends list, and their friends were included Crystal Stilts and Vivian Girls and Dum Dum Girls and Pocahontas, Christian Family Underground, several of the bands that are from the Woodsist label, as well as some of these other label set, of course, put these albums out of these fine folks. I have some Christian Family Underground for you, I think. No, I'm sorry. I was going to get to the Night Wounds, who are a band that is, somewhat related. They're friends in some way, from what I understand. So, Night Wounds has come out with a couple split EP things with AIDS Wolf and Mutators. So we'll hear their split with Mutators, I think. Probably one called Nothing Changes. So from Night Wounds. No, it's here Animal. Sorry. Animal from Night Wounds split with Mutators on CITR. We'll be right back. Animal from Night Wounds. Night Wounds, I guess from Boise, Idaho, from what I understand. Playing in basements and at house parties is the only option when there is no all-ages venues that showcases experimental and raucous music, I guess, in Boise. Punk became a living, breathing tradition of this seething underbelly of music rioting and spasmodically writhing around basements all over the country. Bands like Deerhoof, Lightning Bolt, and Tad also started out by playing houses and art galleries, and like Night Wounds, they share this incredible artsy grunge sound. Night Wounds has been cutting its teeth by playing a wide variety of shows, starting out in Portland, Maine. The group was a brainchild of now guitarist and vocalist Toby Francis. The addition of Sarah Stroger was the result of having an opening slot. So, I don't know. It's from a Boise paper, which suggests that the band might have been from Boise, but then suggests that perhaps not. I think they're from Portland, Maine. So I'm kind of confused. We've got Crystal Stilts here for you. In a similar vein as the Blank Dogs, Dum Dum Girls, and that sort of thing, Crystal Stilts, who you may be familiar with. You're going to hear their title track. Their namesake track, Crystal Stilts, from Crystal Stilts. In just a sec.
Hey, we're J+J+J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Oh,
And there you go, some... Crystal Stilts with Crystal Stilts. Crystal Stilts are Brad Hargett and J.B. Townsend. They formed in New York in 2003. And recorded their single Shattered Line with Sean Mafucci of Gang Gang Dance and Kid Congo Powers. I guess he's a producer of those bands. And then toured with numerous acts, from Blood on the Wall to the now-defunct Brit rockers The Long Blondes. And over the years, they have added Kyle Forrester on keyboards and Andy Adler on bass while writing A Light of Night, which is the Crystal Stilts' second release of this year, following the self-titled EP and the band's first with former Vivian Girls drummer Frankie Rose. See how this all ties together? In a way? Yeah. So, from... There's a label called that I mentioned called Woodcyst, and I'm checking out their line of artists, and they're not the only label. I mean, in fact, this Shrimper Records puts out this Songs of Shame, but I believe that it's also a product of Woodcyst. I'm not sure how this all relates. There's the Woodcyst logo in the corner of this this CD called Woods. Band called Woods. Songs of Shame. And so they would be kind of related to this group of people as well. So it says here, recorded at Rear House, Brooklyn, New York by Jeremy Earl and Jarvis Tavernier. Let me see. Not much else to tell you about that, I don't think, that I have in front of me. Let's check out, let me just check out the first track here from the Wood CD. This one's called Too Clean.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show.
will do. So go ahead. Let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
And welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Thanks for coming by. We've been listening to several tracks. Mainly linked to Blank Dogs in a roundabout or loose way. And it's getting looser and looser as we go. We just heard Woods' track called Too Clean. They're merely from the same label that's put out plenty of Blank Dogs' works. Woodsist. We're going to hear something from Pink Reason. And Pink Reason as, I don't know, well, Pink Reason is another band that's kind of related. They were, you know, MySpace friends. I guess they have a link to Woodsist, so just check on that for you. Pink Reason. So Pink Reason there from their MySpace page, and that was a track called Holding On. And kind of returning to the point where I found a lot of these bands. And from there, I guess we can go right into Electric Bunnies. They're another band. First on a list of friends for Woods. Or Pink. Pink Reason. Who was I just listening to? San Francisco Poet from Electric Bunnies on Exquisite Corpse. Yeah. I guess a little bit more from them. One track leads to another. So. Alright, we're kind of losing our bearings here. Let's get caught up. We had a concert calendar coming up pretty soon, so we'll think about that while we play another related band. This one gets into a little more epic territory. A band called Polka Haunted, which I guess what more can be said about a name like that? Yeah. It gives you a description of the music in its title, but the track we're going to hear here is called Divine Flesh from Polka Haunted. I'll tell you more about them in a bit here. So, you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. You're probably listening to a podcast since everybody's watching a hockey game. Whatever that is. Anyway, Polka Haunted and Divine Flesh. Thank you.
of the world. CITR 101.9. I will listen to you. These are my heroes. They work hard and they give back and they keep going without complaint.
You're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Just heard a long track from Pocahontas there. Pocahontas is Amanda Brown and Bethany Cosentino. And kind of left us off on the long series of sort of, I don't know, experimental bands that have some relation to each other, loosely or closely affiliated. Starting off with Blank Dogs, three tracks, her Dum Dum Girls and Mayfair Set, Vivian Girls, Night Wounds, Crystal Stilts, Woods, Pink Reason, Electric Bunnies, Pocahontas. We're going to be checking out a calendar of events right now. So, tomorrow we got Beelines and Isotopes and Hard Feelings and Pretty Vanilla at the Cobalt. Immaculate Machine and Strange Magic and Lakefield at the Biltmore. The Stills and Gentleman Reg, whatever, at the Commodore. Marble Rye, Satori Tide, and Analog Bell Service, and the Matinee at the Railway. Cloud Cult and Say Hi at Biltmore. Cloud Cult, I've seen Bumbershoot a couple years ago, was it? Yeah. Strung Out and Death by Stereo at Richards on Saturday as well. Mother Mother and Said the Whale and Gang Violence at the Commodore also on Saturday. And Joel Plaskett at the Vogue, also on Saturday. And Paper Moon at the Railway. Boogie Monster at Lugs. On Sunday, you got Flight of the Conchords and Arge Barker at the Center in Vancouver for Performing Arts. Flowers of Hell and Sonoya Caves. Sonoya, I think that's how it's pronounced, at the Biltmore on Monday. Missing Starla, Fuzzcat, Jeff Harker at the Railway on Monday. On Tuesday, you have White Lung and New Sensei and Juvenile Hall at the Cobalt. And then voting, which you will have to hunt down where to go for that yourself. Voting. Get out there. Vote. Make a difference in your life, for Christ's sake. We've got Fake Jazz on Wednesday with let's see if I can pronounce this. Mercury and Gail and Wilson and Boogie Monster and Collapsing Opposites. Also Havoc and Sponge. to get this. Sorry, I just really like that part. Sponge job your mum. Sponge job your mum versus King Crab at the Cobalt. It's the new one on me. As most of these are, actually. Patrick Wilson at Richards. This is still Thursday. DJ Jonathan Tubin and Stolen Organ Family Orchestra at the Biltmore. Good names. Nice names, people. And then on next Thursday, next week, New Sensei and Modern Creatures and N213 at Honey and Mike Dowdy and at St. James Hall. The Co-Pilots and Himalayan Bear and Ford Pier at the Biltmore. Get the Obits coming up on next Friday. The Ukrainian, or at the Media Club, sorry. They're with the Lights, the Subhumans that will be at Ukrainian Hall. The Virgins at the Biltmore. Flatwood Meek at GM Place. Who are they? The Kills and the Horrors and Magic Wands will be at the Commodore on the 16th. That's worth seeing right there. And Manchester Orchestra at the Biltmore on next Saturday. Still in next Saturday. Elephant Train, Stolen Organ Family Band at Lugs. Some good stuff coming up this month. We got an extra long calendar of events here. And a few highlights for me. Got Black Dice and Wolf Eyes on the 25th. The Biltmore and Grizzly Bear and Foreign Born on the Commodore on the 26th. We're running out of time here. Oh, here. Animal Collective and Grouper at Commodore on the 24th. There's a bunch of stuff going on. I would check your new Discorder magazine, the May edition. It's out now in places where cool things are sold. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Thunderbird Radio Hell comes up in about 11 minutes. Stay tuned. Got some Gang Gang Dance for you now. Gang Gang Dance have been added to the Bumbershoot calendar for in September, Labor Day weekend. So it's just one of the bands to check out there. There's dozens of bands, if not hundreds. And oddly enough, I have yet to really check out this Gang Gang Dance album. So let's do some of that right now. This is a track called Dust from Gang Gang Dance's Saint Dimphna album. Thank you. Gang Gang Dance there at Dust. Yes, yes. It's about time to get out of here and say goodbye. About 5 minutes, Thunderbird Radio Hell takes over, so stick around for that. And this is Bleak saying thanks for listening, if you were. I doubt you were, since that hockey game or something is going on. And if you listen to a podcast, thanks for listening. More info at citr.ca if you haven't already found that. Let's listen to some Black Dice as we move on out of here tonight.
Whoop, 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 wh it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way-out sound,